finds it open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Yeah, some good stuff for you on this Football Tuesday. Vic Carucci here, and you're going to hear from the professor himself, John Clayton from ESPN. Will be aboard to break down things nationally, but also get some Browns thoughts from John. He's got a lot of them, and how it looks for this team heading into free agency next week. Yeah, we're going to blink. Free agency is going to be here. Big doings there for this football team, and we'll get John Clayton's perspective on that. Also, Tom Withers will be joining us from the Associated Press. We'll hear from the longtime writer who covers the Browns. He also covers other sports in Cleveland, but he is around this beat and has been on this beat for a while and always like to get his insights. And very special guest joining us shortly. We're going to hear from the CEO of the Browns, Joe Banner, because there's some news. The Browns today announcing that they've hired Ray Farmer as their assistant general manager. He had been with the Kansas City Chiefs, was their director of pro personnel, spent seven seasons there. So he brings that experience. He's been in football a while. He was a linebacker for the Eagles back in the mid-90s for a few years, and a well-respected mind in personnel. And the Browns hire him today as assistant GM. So because they did that, in order to get him here, follow all the NFL rules of bringing a person who had been a director of pro personnel from one team to assistant GM of another, they had to change Michael Lombardi's title from vice president of player personnel to general manager. Again, no change in those duties. So we'll hear from Joe Banner in a little bit here, very, very shortly, in fact, to talk about that. And your questions and comments throughout this show, we will get into those because you've submitted a lot of them. We will cover what you have to say, what you want to ask, what you want to comment on. And you submit those to the official Browns Facebook and Twitter pages. You send them to our email address, which is daily@clevelandbrowns.com. And you can call us up, too. Leave a voicemail message or comment, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. Joined right now by Browns CEO Joe Banner. Joe, welcome back to the show.
How you doing? Good to be back.
It's great to have you. And big day today as far as news is concerned, naming Ray Farmer assistant general manager. I know this is a guy you've known going back to his playing days with the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, Ray is a really good addition to this team. I mean, the value of quality evaluators is really, you can't exaggerate it. That's what all the good teams have in the league. They have really good evaluators, and then they make good strategic decisions based on those evaluations. And Ray is in the upper echelon in the league.
What were some of the qualities he showed you early on that made you think, okay, at some point, if I have the opportunity, I'd like to bring this guy into a football organization?
You know, some of evaluation is just really hard work and being willing to put in the study time. But there's also, I think it's like players. Some of them just have a better feel, kind of a knack and insight that separates them. And having the chance to get to know Ray and talking about players, I really felt that he had this kind of extra little knack insight that you see the better talent evaluators have. And it, frankly, is very hard to find. So that's what made him, in my mind, a great addition.
We know nothing changes with Michael Lombardi's duties, just the title change to accommodate the fact that you could bring Ray in as assistant GM. You have to have a GM to have an assistant GM. So that's Michael's new title. But tell us how the duties will be divided between them.
Well, you know, some of that is to be worked out. You know, Ray will work under Mike, so he'll, you know, Mike will be his boss. The scouts in both the player pro area and the college area will probably report through Ray to Mike, so he'll have a lot to do with the day-to-day operations. Ray will be on the road scouting college players, probably even more so than Mike, although our philosophy is to have them both on the road, so really getting some good information and some, you know, eyeballs face-to-face instead of just on tape. I think the strategic decisions we'll make as we go into free agency, we make draft decisions. Ray will be an integral part of those discussions with myself, Mike, Chuds, and Jimmy.
As much as you can on a top-line level, the vision thing, the thing that you know that obviously you have with Michael Lombardi, and now you bring in with Ray Farmer. What would you say that they sort of know and can see that agrees with the philosophy that you're looking for in acquiring player talent? Because that varies with teams. So if you can give us kind of a general...
Well, I mean, there's two areas that I think they're both really strong in. One, as I mentioned, is this just kind of insight, knack. It's almost an innate intelligence. It's like you watch a quarterback, he has a feel for the game. You know, the personnel people have the same kind of thing, and I think they both have that. The second element that people hear us talking about a lot, and this was very important in the decisions we made in this area, we're understanding the importance of building a team as opposed to just picking players. You know, there's lots of people out there that are capable of grading players and separating the good players from the bad players. Understanding the pieces you need to fit together, how important character is, what positions you absolutely have to win, where you have good players versus where you have difference makers. You know, I think that these are important elements to building a really good personnel department and then a really good team. So Mike and Ray both understand that. They naturally think of the team that way as opposed to just kind of grading players in isolation and picking them kind of one at a time.
With the start of free agency coming up pretty quickly here next week on the 12th, and Ray's joining the organization today, is it fair to say that he hits the ground running because he was already in the process of doing this sort of thing in his previous capacity with the Kansas City Chiefs, and that it'll just meld right into what you're preparing for free agency?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I wish that he could have been here, you know, a week or two or 3 weeks ago, but his job in Kansas City was pro personnel director.
Right.
So there's not going to be anybody we're talking about in free agency that he's not going to be very well versed on. So we've immediately, frankly, lined up an opportunity to start picking his brain, running by things we're thinking of doing with him, you know, getting his reactions, as well as, frankly, any other ideas he has. So that process is happening as fast as we can all get together on the phone.
Great. Okay, Joe, thank you so much for your time.
Happy to be here.
He is Joe Banner, the Chief Executive Officer of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Auto Show time, and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more fuel-efficient Fords in stock than anywhere in Ohio right now. Lease a new Focus or Fiesta for $139 a month. Your choice, Focus or Fiesta, only $139. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you finance guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deal only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Bernie Kosar here for Discount Drug Mart and Foodie. You always know which restaurant has the spiciest kung pao, the best pierogies. Then Discount Drug Mart and Foodie have the tastiest program for you. The Foodie Cleveland Deck, available for only $20 at the Discount Drug Mart Courtesy Center, contains 52 certificates to local restaurants, each worth $10 off your food bill. With a purchase of $25 or more, it covers a variety of neighborhoods, cuisines, and price points. Eat well, eat local. Discount Drug Mart saves you the restaurant runaround.
This is Charles Osgood. Since I've been wearing glasses with Crizal no-glare lenses, the difference in my vision is remarkable. I'm really seeing better. Now, when I'm playing with my grandkids, even with the inevitable smudges, I've got crystal clear vision. When I'm looking at those three faces, it's clearly true. They are beautiful. For no-glare lenses with great scratch and smudge, water, dust, and dirt resistance, ask your eye care professional for Crizal no-glare lenses. That's Crizal. Live life in the clear.
Things change, people change, the weather changes, but the owners of Window Nation will never change. Hi, gang, Riz here in Window Nation, offering you the widest selection of windows, and not only do they tailor the windows to your home, they tailor them to your budget. They make it work for you. Truly getting the most window for your money with Window Nation. Call them today, 216-464-4141. Be confident you're working with the best. 216-464-4141. Window Nation, for your home, because it's where you live.
to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you on this Football Tuesday edition of CBD, driven by Liberty Ford. Don't miss a special encore presentations of NFL Road Tested, an NFL Films-produced series featuring the Browns' 2012 season. Two episodes air tonight at 8 and 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, only on the NFL Network. For a complete list of air dates and times, visit clevelandbrowns.com. This segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And joining us now on the Revel Wireless Hotline, our good buddy from ESPN, John Clayton. John, welcome back to the show.
Vic, it's good to be back. How you doing? Are you ready for free agency?
I'm getting there, John. Yeah, I'm glad you started with that, because obviously that's topic one here in Cleveland, seeing how this Browns team, this new Browns ownership, is going to go after it in free agency. What do you think?
Well, I mean, the one thing is they're going to be a big player. Now, understand, big player doesn't necessarily mean signing everybody in the world. I mean, at the best, you can figure two or three key signings, but when there's $47 million of room, you have the ability to do that, start to take care of players in the team. But also, too, understand that it's not just a matter of hitting free agency. It's a matter of trying to make sure that the right players are retained and planning it out for the next 3 to 4 years, which is what Joe Banner did so well in Philadelphia. So there's good young players in this team, but the chance, I think, to go and add some things on defense will be a big help.
And when you look at what the free agent terrain is going to be like, yesterday was the day that teams had to place their tags on if they were going to do so, and very few tags being placed. I want to know, number one, from you, what you think about that, about teams holding back on putting those tags out there, what that means in the big picture, and what it could mean to the open market.
Well, once more players go to the open market, last year there were 21 franchise tags, this year there were 8, but teams are going to be cautious, because once you start tagging somebody, you may only have the guy for 1 year. Secondly, it's eating up a good portion of your cap, and you'd like to be able to get those long-term deals. And the way teams are going to be in the next 3 years, you're not just doing a deal and thinking about 1 year. You're thinking about 3 years, because if the cap's going to stay flat for the next 3 years, if you're a team like Cleveland, you're in a spot where you have to at least keep rolling over some of that cap room. It's not a matter, you have to spend 89%. That's mandatory now, right, if you're a team. But that 10% has to be rolled over so that you can at least make sure that you can take care of the future players that are coming up. And that's a big thing, because, it's one thing when you see a cap at, now it's $123 million. It's not going to go up all that much more in the next couple of years. That money dries up very fast. I mean, when you really think about it, it's hard to keep 8 or 9 players making $6 million a year or more. And when you're talking franchise numbers, look at that, $9 million, $10 million, $11 million. It's tough.
The Baltimore Ravens do the contract, the biggest contract so far for any player in the NFL, with Joe Flacco, and they get this deal done yesterday. When you look at it, this 6-year agreement, $120.6 million in total value, what does it mean to what they have with other players that they aren't perhaps going to be able to retain or extend or whatever the case may be, because of all this money being tied up in Flacco? What do you think the ramifications are there?
Well, I mean, the big ramification is, if you don't have a quarterback, you lose. And they have a quarterback. So the good news is they now have a quarterback locked up for 6 years and at least stay in playoff contention during that 6-year span. But like every team, and New England's gone through it, Indianapolis has gone through it, the New York Giants have gone through it, you have to pick and choose. Houston's most recently added to the mix with the Matt Schaub contract. And that Green Bay is going to have to probably pay more to get Aaron Rodgers, and that's just one of the realities. That's why the key is making sure that you have enough draft choices, that you draft well, and you get those low price slots taken care of. From Baltimore every year, I mean, they're going to lose free agents. I mean, this year they're going to get 4 compensatory picks. That's because they lose starters. Well, they were able to replace those starters with good young players, and they have a good system. And that's why the key is you can't keep changing systems, because if you change systems too much, you end up with too much dead money, and also, too, you're always in the market for somebody, and that might be too expensive to try to keep everybody together. But the Ravens do a great job, and they're pretty well situated now that they got the quarterback taken care of.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the other part of this equation, is that, like you said, you get the quarterback done, and you got to have that piece. And then you'll make some sacrifices. But teams like the Browns, who are looking for especially that help on the defensive side of the ball, I would think, John, could target one or possibly two Raven players in that mix, maybe like a Paul Kruger for one.
No question. And it's interesting because, you know, Cleveland's now one of four teams switching over to a 3-4 defense. You know, Dallas is switching from a 3-4 to a 4-3. And they took Anthony Spencer off the market, which would have been probably the most valuable outside pass rush guy. So now Kruger probably moves into the number two hole. But you know he's going to be pursued by Indianapolis because Chuck Pagano coached him a couple years ago when he was there. He'll be on the radar for Cleveland. I'm sure that in the lower priced end for the teams that don't get him, Sean Phillips out in San Diego, he's going to get consideration. But you need two pass rushers. I mean, you start with one, and you got to get another. And so if you're making that move, and you know from Ray Horton, Ray Horton had to really rebuild the outside linebacking crew when he took over. He had two old guys out there. Joey Porter was out there, and he had another older guy out there, so they have to try to do it. So this year, now it's a matter of getting at least one good pass rusher in free agency, and then maybe, if necessary, getting another one in the draft.
John Clayton from ESPN joining us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. John, other positions, and one that I think is going to certainly get attention in Cleveland until we see how it all shakes out, is quarterback. And do you anticipate, okay, Flacco's been redone, the trade that's pending but will become official on Tuesday with Kansas City getting him from San Francisco, getting Alex Smith from there and replacing Matt Castle. As we look at the rest of the quarterbacks in this league, Matt Flynn, Matt Moore, do you see any other possibility of movement beyond the draft right now as teams trying to address quarterback?
Well, Arizona still has to take care of theirs, and I think what you can see is that the trend this year has been to stick with what you have, because the draft is a little bit in a quandary, because there just doesn't seem to be a lot of consistency coming out of the quarterbacks in this year's draft. And so because of that, you know, Philadelphia, Buffalo, they close their quarterback jobs with moves within, you know, keeping Michael Vick and trying to keep Ryan Fitzpatrick. All those things have been pretty well taken care of. And then, of course, the one move made from the outside was Kansas City. But still, the two jobs that have to be decided, one in Arizona, because Kevin Cobb's sitting there with a big contract and nobody seems to want him. So Arizona has to figure something out. And before Tuesday, the Oakland Raiders have to do something with Carson Palmer as far as restructuring his contract. And if they do that, then he stays. But if then not, then maybe Matt Flynn gets a call from Oakland and then try to get some trade. But I think it's a pretty static market right now, which to me is a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah, I was going to say that, because there's always, it almost seems like there's never a bad time for teams to go after quarterbacks. And we've seen lesser guys, I think, John, that have been hotly pursued in the past.
Yeah, no question. And this year it seems that with all the eight coaching changes, like in the case of Jacksonville, it hasn't worked out for Blaine Gabbert, but it appears they're going to give him one more chance to compete against Chad Henne. Now, not out of the question, because Gus Bradley, the head coach, knows Matt Flynn. Maybe they put in a call to Matt Flynn, but doesn't look like that will happen. But it's still a possibility. In the Jets have to do something. They have to try to at least bring in David Garrard or make another move on a quarterback, because just having Mark Sanchez isn't going to be good enough. But as important as the quarterback position is, there just isn't a lot of great options right now, whether it's going to be by trade, free agency. Matt Moore is probably the best backup quarterback that's out there, but that's a $3 to $3.5 million commodity.
What do we make of the Darrelle Revis situation as far as the Jets? Either do they figure out a way to either keep him, or do you see him being shipped? Because right now, he says, okay, he knows that they're looking to shop him, so he's making noises by saying, okay, I want to pick my team, and the team I want to pick is the San Francisco 49ers. What a shock.
Yeah, I know. But also, too, I don't know if the 49ers can be able to fit in a $13 to $14 million contract, particularly, too, you know, when they've got their inside linebackers all paid. You know, when you make a move like that, you have to make some sacrifices, and I don't know if they're willing to do that. Now, draft-wise, they're in great shape. They got 15 draft choices. They got the extra pick from next year in the Alex Smith trade. So they're golden as far as that goes. But they're tight against the cap. You know, they're going to let David Akers go and probably make a couple other moves, but I don't know if they can fit in that deal and get Revis on there. It'd be great, but it would come at the expense of Carlos Rogers or Terrell Brown, one of those two. Nevertheless, the Jets just continue to make news, but I don't know if they make good progress as far as building that team. It seems like they're breaking the team up more than building it.
So from the Browns' perspective, when you look at their two biggest needs, as they stand, a pass rusher, an edge guy, an outside linebacker, and a corner. Do you see free agency giving them one or both of those areas? And what do you see in terms of the corner? Because we know the draft is pretty rich at that edge rushing position, and maybe not so much at corner. Do you see corner being a place where the Browns can go into free agency and get somebody decent or good?
I think it's going to be corner and outside linebacker. I mean, I think you have to figure with $47 million of cap room that Joe Banner is going to make two strikes, and one would be the outside linebacker position because they can still draft an outside linebacker. I know that they can take, you know, defensive ends and then turn them into linebackers, but, right, you know, we have to see if that's going to work. Nevertheless, you want to at least get the guy that you want, and if you can get a Paul Kruger, and then if the fallback being on a cheaper side, Sean Phillips, I mean, those are the moves you make there. But I think cornerback, because it's a very shaky cornerback market. I mean, one where you look at this year's group, and maybe there's more threes than there are twos or ones. And, you know, Dee Milliner is clearly the best. I mean, he was incredible at the combine. Torn labrum, and he runs a 4.37 40, and I know he got criticized for his drill work, but he had a torn labrum, so what do you expect?
Right.
But after that, there's a big question mark, and so whether it's going to be Chris Houston or Sam Smith or Sean Smith or Antoine Kayson, some of the guys of that nature, I would have to think that the Browns are going to be in the mix there. The good thing for the Browns is that, you know, it doesn't have to be a number one. They have a number one. They have a great cornerback in Joe Hayden. So really, it's more the number two guy they're looking for. So that might not be at the top of the list. It might be more in the middle.
When we look now at the draft, at the very top of this draft, there had been a lot of presumption that the Kansas City Chiefs would use that top overall pick for Luke Joeckel, the offensive tackle from Texas A&M. Now that they've gone ahead and put a tag on Brandon Albert, their big left tackle there, how does that change things at the top of the draft?
Well, I mean, it clearly points that they're trying to get the league to recognize that they want to make a trade down, whether, you know, trading Brandon Albert or trading the first pick, and they don't have the second round pick, and so they're tipping off what they would like, but I don't know if anybody is really wanting to move up in this draft. I mean, you know, if you're that sold on Luke Joeckel or Eric Fisher, it's like, is there a big gap in there? Because you really got 4 to 6 offensive linemen that are really talented and really good that can take over the left tackle position. So that may be a hard thing to do. And when you look at their needs, it doesn't really fit some of the defensive players. And, yeah, they need help on the defensive line. You know, they're losing Glenn Dorsey. They may let Tyson Jackson go. But do you really want to make that first pick a 3-4 defensive lineman? That's kind of got them in a – let's put it this way. Using that 3-4 philosophy and then drafting high on defensive linemen ended up costing a general manager his job. So in the end, I still don't discount the chance of them taking Luke Joeckel or an offensive lineman. You know, they could play Luke at guard. They can play Brandon Albert at guard and just use that one-year franchise tag as a transition for Albert. But at least they've got options. And the one thing is, Andy Reid knows the importance of the offensive line, and he's obviously addressed it by trying to keep Albert.
John, wonderful stuff. Could talk with you for hours about all this, but we will save some for later.
Sounds good.
All right. He is John Clayton, the one and only from ESPN, joining us via the Revel Wireless Hotline right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's auto show time, and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings, like up to $9,000 off a new F-150, or lease one for $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deal, only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Wings, if you love rings and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, where double dipping is always encouraged. Get saucy with the new 1 pound of breaded boneless with four great lube sauces for a limited time.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The man I love a quick weekend getaway sale? The grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com, Russo Rosalina.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Have you ever noticed how some companies offer great deals for their new customers while completely ignoring their loyal, longtime ones? At Alarm Force, we appreciate all of the 250,000 people we protect. And because of that, we haven't raised our monitoring rates in over 15 years. Call now and get no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Chevy is turning heads at the Cleveland Auto Show. And now at the showroom, with 500 Auto Show bonus cash on top of most current offers. That's on select models including Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting full-size pickups on the road. Get a 2013 Silverado All-Star Edition with a $1,500 All-Star Edition discount plus $4,500 in total cash allowance. That's a total value of $6,000. Plus, GM owners can trade up and combine $1,000 trade-in allowance with $1,000 in owner loyalty cash for another $2,000 cash allowance. Dependability based on longevity. 1981, July 2011, full-size pickup registrations. Not available with some other offers. Excludes leases. Must show proof of current ownership and trade in a 1999 or newer vehicle. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 3/11/13. Hurry. Auto Show bonus cash ends soon. See your Chevy network dealer or visit clickchevy.com today.
Now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's a Football Tuesday. Vic Carucci with you, and appreciate the fact that you're hanging out with us. And parents, prep your teens for football at the next level with the new Cleveland Browns Middle School Speed, Skill, and Strength Clinic. The two-day clinic on March 22nd and 23rd is designed for 13 and 14-year-olds, males and females, and is only $50. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-891-5000 to sign up today. And we go to your questions and your comments that you submit to the official Browns Facebook and Twitter pages. Remember that Browns Daily Twitter handle, which is at Browns underscore daily. Send them directly to my Twitter handle, at VICCARUCCI. And you email us daily at ClevelandBrowns.com. help of my trusty Samsung, my Rebel Wireless Samsung Galaxy S phone. All right, and we go to Joe from Twitter. Joe says, a tight end needs to be the Browns' priority over a wide receiver. You see those 5-7 yard gains, it all adds up. He says, Brandon Whedon can't throw to wide receivers. Well, Joe, I don't agree with your last point. I do think he can throw to wide receivers. I think he completed some passes to wide receivers for multiple thousands of yards. I think he got some touchdowns. I don't think it's all about the tight ends, and that would be you're right on your point that a tight end is an important part of this team, maybe the priority over wide receiver, but not because of what the quarterback can or can't throw to. He better be able to throw to both. I mean, that's he can't just be a tight end quarterback or a receiver quarterback. And by the way, tight end would be kind of a new area for him, so to speak, because he didn't deal with one at Oklahoma State, you might recall. So there was a transition to just working with that position in the NFL. I think the tight end will be a vital part of this team, whoever's at that position. And let's talk about Jordan Cameron already being here. I agree that I want to see this team add to the position, and Ben Watson's uncertain future with the Browns would be something to look at. I think he's still a productive player, but you don't know where it will go with him contractually and at this advanced stage of his career. But I think no matter what, even if he's here, this team is in the market for a tight end, probably looks maybe somewhere in the draft, looks somewhere to add a tight end. But what I envision with North Turner, with Rob Chudzinski, the former tight end who's the head coach, they both believe strongly that the tight end is a difference-making player, is a stretch player, not just a possession kind of, underneath guy. And keep in mind, Antonio Gates in San Diego with Turner, how much production he got from him, how important he was to Phillip Rivers. But so are those wideouts. And they work in concert. I mean, the wideouts, as you know, are going to open things up. If you get a good enough, strong enough work on the perimeter, you're opening some things up in the middle. That's how this really ideally should work. Mort from Twitter, speaking of wide receivers, says now that Dwayne Bowe is off the free agent market, he signs that new contract with the Kansas City Chiefs, his current team, that the Browns should go after Greg Jennings as a veteran wide receiver. I like the Jennings pursuit in free agency. I think that could make some sense. He is a quality player. I think he could be a good fit. You know, you want him to be healthy, of course, and see where you are with that. And I think these coaches, this coaching staff, would find good ways to utilize him. The importance of the veteran in a room with younger players, and I hear that we've heard this talked about ad nauseum. It's almost a cliche. The Browns got to have a veteran guy in there to guide the young guys, to show Josh Gordon and Greg Little the ropes and act as the proverbial coaching pads, all that stuff. It sounds good, and it sounds logical, but I do want the guy to be a player first and foremost. He's got to be a contributor. He's got to be a real player and a dynamic difference maker if I'm bringing him in via free agency, if I'm making that expense, that cost. And I'm not saying you didn't say that or believe that, Mort, but it's not just about getting a veteran receiver for the sake of getting some experience. You need experience and quality, talent, for sure. Okay, in a couple of minutes, we're going to talk more Browns, of course. That's what this show's all about. We're going to talk about what this team might be doing in free agency. We'll talk about the addition of Ray Farmer as assistant GM with Tom Withers, who covers the Browns for the Associated Press. That's coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you listen to ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's auto show time, and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more redesigned Fusions and Escapes in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Lease your choice for only $199. That's right. Lease a new Fusion or Escape for $199. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deal only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Naval Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
And all kinds of other tempting things. Take time, great food, get to quick and take a
Quaker Steak and Lube, where double dipping is always encouraged. Get saucy with the new 1 pound of breaded boneless with four great lube sauces for a limited time.
Great times, great food, too quick to Steak and Lube.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like mobile deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And virtual wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Getting the urge to escape Ohio today? Win a 5-night trip including round-trip airfare and 6-day car rental to Trade Winds Island Resort, courtesy of the best place to make your family vacation epic. Visit Florida.com. To register, just visit EscapeOhio.com for this luxurious trip to Trade Winds Island Resort, located on St. Pete Beach, Florida's west coast, where you can just let go. Visit Trade Winds at JustLetGo.com. Visit EscapeOhio.com to register today. Brought to you by the best place to make your family vacation epic. Visit Florida.com.
With NCAA tournament berths at stake, emotions will be riding high at the Q in Cleveland. It's the 2013 First Energy Mid-American Conference Men's and Women's Basketball Tournament, March 13th through 16th. When it swoops from the heartland, pulses will rise and hearts will race as these MAC players put it all on the line. The First Energy MAC Tournament. Tickets on sale now at theqarena.com, the Q box office, and all Northern Ohio discount drug marts.
Get the Sunnyside Audi in Middleburg Heights for Northeast Ohio's best selection of new and Audi certified pre-owned units. Check out these stats. Sunnyside Audi is Ohio's only 6 year in a row Magna Society dealer, ranked number one Audi sales satisfaction dealer in the United States by J.D. Power, and their team has over a combined 150 year sales and service experience. Papa I-71 on Pearl Road in Middleburg Heights, now with extended service hours. Go to SunnysideAudi.com. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside.
Vic Carucci with you on a football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And fans, join me this Friday at Revel Wireless in West Park at Cam's Corner. We're going to be live with this show from 6 to 7 p.m. its usual slot at Revel, located at 17472 Lorraine Road in West Park. Browns linebacker Craig Robertson is going to be there with me, as well as the top dog, Hanford Dixon, who's usually on this show on Fridays. He's going to be there, and the Browns mascot, Chomps, is going to be on. We're going to have a lot of fun, so come out and join us, interact. Love to talk football with you, and you can obviously get some autographs with Craig and Hanford, and just have some fun. We can come out and talk some ball, and that's what this is all about as we do this show. So be sure you're there with us at Revel. All right, and this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. On with us via the Revel Wireless Hotline is Tom Withers, who covers the Browns for the Associated Press. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Vic. Nice to hear you.
Nice to have you with us. Tom, let's start with the news of the day, the Browns naming an assistant general manager, Ray Farmer. And, of course, to have an assistant general manager, you actually have to have a general manager. They didn't beforehand. Michael Lombardi's title had been vice president of player personnel, but they switched that now to general manager. And it sounds like when it's all said and done, the Browns have added some real talent to the talent evaluation.
Well, that's exactly right, Vic. And apparently this has been in the works for some time. And maybe it wasn't an accident where Mr. Haslam referred to Mike Lombardi as the GM at his introductory news conference. So maybe this was something that they had hoped would finally happen, and it finally happened today. And you're exactly right. I mean, this is someone who has a keen eye for football talent. He played in the league. He has background with Joe Banner, who has followed his career closely. He spent some time in Atlanta as a scout, and then went on to the Chiefs, where he worked, overseeing not only their scouting department, but also being one of their top pro talent evaluators, not only of NFL players, but of CFL players as well. So comes highly regarded, and it's a nice addition for the Browns.
Yeah, he had an injury-shortened career.
Yeah, he did.
As a linebacker for the Eagles, but he joins them from Duke, and he was a safety there. And I just remember all the pre-draft analysis of him when the Eagles eventually make him the fourth-round pick, their fourth-round pick in 96. The pre-draft analysis, smart guy, heady guy, you know, all the things, I guess, that you're expecting from a Duke player. But I think here's the thing. He comes in as a fourth-rounder, and I think it's those guys who have to be overachievers, right, who have to kind of know a little more about the game than others. And they either make really good coaches or people who slide over into that personnel area.
You know, I can't agree with you more, Vic. I think that's also I see that as well just because I cover the NBA and I cover Major League Baseball. But I see those same kind of guys, the ones that weren't necessarily the number one draft pick and the, you know, the bonus baby, if you will. These are guys who have had to scrap their way along and maybe work a little bit harder and outwork some people and outthink some people and do the right thing. So, yeah, I think it's a – you know, it's a nice plus. It's kind of interesting that this all takes place now, 1 week away from the start of free agency. So
Right. You've
got another voice in the building. You've got somebody else who, you know, knows the league pretty thoroughly. Another sounding board for Joe Banner, another sounding board for Mike Lombardi. I think it's a nice new infusion, which is what we've seen basically since about October around here.
Yeah, absolutely right. Ray Farmer was the Kansas City Chiefs director of player personnel. So it put him in a position where he is studying the league's veteran players
right. Thoroughly.
He was already doing this. So there would be no one that he comes into this building in Berea that he didn't know about in Kansas City. And I think it's, as you said, I like that perspective, that it's another set of eyes, it's another voice, and it expands. I think it makes larger this whole process of finding players. And it's not to say that if you kept it more narrow that it wouldn't be successful, but I just think that you can only have good things if someone else is chiming in to say, did you consider this guy, or this is what I think of that guy, these are some of the key, you know, breakdown points that I've seen of this guy. And Joe Banner talked about this earlier in the show too, the elements of the qualities of a personnel guy, that innate thing of seeing beyond and seeing into the player a little deeper than others.
Well, and this also plays into, Vic, into this idea that, you know, decisions are going to be made by the group. That, you know, whether it is you're looking at a defensive end or a Rembrandt, everybody sees things with a different eye.
Right.
And everybody can, you know, pick out the things they like or they don't like about whether it's a player or a piece of music or a work of art. So, yeah, I do think it's a nice addition to have somebody who comes well-regarded, somebody who comes with a background with the CEO, which, you know, helps as well. And so, yeah, I think this is a big plus. And again, with a week away from free agency, maybe now he comes in here and he has some connections with some of these former players that the Browns may already have their eyes on, or maybe he turns them on to people that they weren't even thinking about at this point. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this all unfolds.
Tom Withers from the Associated Press joining us via the Revel Wireless Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I like your point there about free agency, which, of course, is coming up here quickly. March 12th is when it begins. And the point of, you know, maybe connections, maybe things and people that he knows. It could be agents. It could be anybody, right?
Right.
A club person that helps open the door. Because let us face it here. We're talking about a team and a town where attracting free agents won't be the easiest task. They want to, the first thing the accomplished player wants to say is, am I getting onto a team that's close? And you really don't know that, even if the team you're joining was in the playoffs or in the Super Bowl or whatever and lost. You know, if you're talking about San Francisco, granted, you'd say, hey, they're there, they should already be there, but you don't know from year to year. But it's a harder sell here.
No, you're exactly right.
So now I think you've got to play into some of those below the radar things that can make a difference in getting a player to decide to sign with you, beyond, of course, you know, putting the right kind of money in front of them.
Totally agree. And you know, regardless of what profession you're in, it's about those connections. It's about those people connections. It could be, you know, something as simple as, you know, a classmate of his at Duke who knows somebody or what have you, you know, in regards to Farmer. But I think particularly for the Browns and where they're at right now, it's important for them to cast as wide a net as they can. I don't think this regime comes in here with, you know, any kind of delusions that, you know, hey, we're ready to make the playoffs, we're knocking on the Super Bowl door. You know, they're not there. So I think it's important for them to, you know, while they have all kinds of money to spend, Vic, that doesn't mean they have to spend it.
Right.
And it means that they do have to spend it wisely. So, you know, as they're getting ready to embark on, you know, another round of free agency, you're exactly right. It's been very difficult for the Browns to land top quality free agents over the last few years. In fact, I was helping Barry Wilner, one of my AP colleagues, who I know you've had on the show before,
mm-hmm.
and he's doing a story on free agency, and he asked me to name the best and the worst Browns free agents over the last 5 years. And as I was going through the media guides and going through my season summaries, boy, it's not a very long list to begin with. And then when you start looking at some of these players, you know, a lot of them didn't have, you know, a long tenure with the Browns. And I ended up coming up with, you know, Ben Watson as the top free agent signing over the last 5 years. And while Ben has had a real nice career here in Cleveland, when you think free agency,
yeah.
you start thinking about that big marquee guy who really makes a major impact. That's not to diminish what Ben did here. You know, caught 160 balls or whatever it was and was a, you know, tremendous leader in the locker room. But to your point, I mean, it's going to be tough. New coaching staff coming in. You've got veteran guys like Norv Turner on that staff who have connections through the league who may be able to entice guys that wouldn't necessarily think about Cleveland on a previous trip through free agency.
Right, right. No, that's so true. That is really true. And here's the other thing is the areas that you want to address in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about this earlier with John Clayton, a point he made, too, by the way, is he said, yeah, the Browns could be big spenders. I'd expect that. But he said that doesn't necessarily mean you go beyond maybe getting two or three people. It doesn't mean you're bringing in a whole, you know, truckload of free agents in here. Big spending means you spend. But you spend it the right way. You're selective in what you do, and it'll probably, if you're going for that top-tier guy, it will cost you a little more. But I'm thinking defense is where the focus must be, Tom, because if you look at it, you've got to address that pass rusher, you've got to address that cornerback, and I'm thinking you don't leave any stone unturned. You do it in free agency. You also look at it in the draft.
Well, absolutely, and I think there is enough talent there. Particularly, there's a couple of linebackers that have everybody's eye, you know, that are in Baltimore right now with Ellerbe and Kruger, and you wonder if they're on the Browns list or not. And then, you know, as you said, that outside pass rusher. If we're going to change this defense under Ray Horton, you know, it's going to be an attacking, you know, multiple front defense, as he's talked about. So you got to find somebody that can get at the quarterback. So, yeah, I think they will. I think that's probably, if that's not at the top of their list, it's got to be very close to the top, Vic. And I think that's what they'll try to get, you know, whether it's in free agency or in the draft. And, hey, I think the Browns are lucky in that the way this is shaping up, it's starting to look like a pretty deep draft. So, you know, I would caution people that, you know, I'm sure the Browns are going to go out and sign some free agents, but I would caution people to think that, okay, you know, free agency is not the be-all and end-all, and particularly with a young, growing team. I think this is still a team that's going to be built through the draft, and let's not forget, too, you got to hang on to some of that money because you want to, you know, first of all, try to maybe sign some of your own free agents,
right.
And then you're going to have some rookies and some young players that you're going to need to sign the contracts to, so you can't go out and, you know, splurge at once.
Yeah, some interesting decisions facing this team. I would say one of the bigger ones would be the kicker. You know, what they do with Phil Dawson.
Boy.
Will, just because of who he is, how many years, what he's meant to this, not only this franchise, but what he's been in this league. And I don't know, to me, between Dawson and Josh Cribbs, the two very popular Browns players, it's to me an easier decision looking at Dawson, but it's not a simple one because of the years and what you'd have to invest and tie up in with him, knowing that there are other players, as you mentioned, that you're going to want to sign extensions to, an Alex Mack for one.
Yeah, you're right. And boy, this kicker situation, I mean, it's been peculiar the last couple years with Phil, Vic, but it's even more so now. I mean, based on the fact that he's coming off his first trip to the Pro Bowl, you know, obviously we all feel that he probably deserved to go, you know, several years in the past. But, you know, here he is now, a player that was franchise tagged for 2 years by the Browns, coming off arguably his best year. You know, he should be rewarded. I don't know if it's going to be by Cleveland. I think it would be a no-brainer by the Browns to bring him back if they were in a position where, hey, you know, they're coming off a 9-win season. They're maybe, you know, right on the precipice of getting to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Then I think there's no doubt that he comes back. but them still being in kind of a rebuilding mode, that he may not necessarily be somebody that they want to invest in. You know, on the other hand, or on the flip side of that, you look at Phil, who has been here for 14 years. You know, he was adamant last year that these are not the same Browns, that this is a young group of guys. And I know Phil well enough that he wants to be here when it finally turns. When the Browns finally win, you know, Phil Dawson wants to be a part of that. So here he is then wrestling with that. He also, you know, it would be important to him as well to come back here and break, you know, many of Lou Groza's records. He has a few of them already, but he's closing in on some others. So I know, you know, while Phil Dawson is important to Cleveland, Cleveland is also important to Phil Dawson. And, you know, that's a real tough decision for him to make now that he's back out on the free agent market.
Yeah, really, it really is. And, again, these coming days leading up to and into free agency are going to keep us all hopping, I'm thinking. To say the least.
I haven't filled out my free agent brackets yet, but this is, you know, March Madness is not exclusive to the NCAA tournament, let me tell you.
Very true. Tom, thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Vic, always a pleasure.
He is Tom Withers from the Associated Press, joining us via the Revel Wireless Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's auto show time, and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more fuel-efficient Fords in stock than anywhere in Ohio right now. Lease a new Focus or Fiesta for $139 a month. Your choice, Focus or Fiesta, only $139. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you finance guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deal only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Home.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey, keep moving!
Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all.
Hey, lady.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
You know, some people think lawn care companies are all alike. They are not. Hi, gang, Riz here. Trust me, I've gone with four or five different lawn companies back in the day, and I found Weedman to be the best. 43 years of experience, and they're growing every year. Locally owned and operated, they are experts in customer service and will take care of every detail from growing the lawn you have always wanted. Certified technicians know Northeast Ohio lawns better than anyone, and now is the time to call them. 216-289-5446 or visit weedmanusa.com. The exclusive slow-release product is golf course quality. I'll tell you, my lawn has never looked better. Go with Weedman. Make memories on a Weedman lawn this year. Call 216-289-5446 or go to weedmanusa.com because lawn care is not all alike. Weedman. Are you tired of hearing the term guaranteed approval, guaranteed financing, or guaranteed credit? How about no hidden fees? Only to find out you need to win the lottery to be eligible for the so-called guarantee? Well, at Bob Gillingham Ford, the term guaranteed is what they refer to as to how you'll be treated. They guarantee you'll receive the three pillars of customer service: fair, honest, and open. That guarantee is the cornerstone that has allowed them to serve Northeast Ohio for over 56 years. Start your next car or truck buying experience at BobGillinghamFord.com. See their actual and true photographed inventory, like the stunning new 2013 Ford Fusion. From there, let them show you their guarantee of a truly great buying experience. Stop in and see them, 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. That's BobGillinghamFord.com. They're looking forward to welcoming you to the home of the real deal, Bob Gillingham Ford.
It now your chance to ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back to your questions and your comments submitted to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. Remember that Browns Daily Twitter handle at Browns_daily and follow and submit to questions, comments to yours truly at VICCARUCCI. Kyle from Twitter, he addresses this to Jimmy Haslam. Hey, Jimmy, he says, Greg Jennings and Mike Wallace are free agents. I don't care which one, just get one. I'd be fine with both. Yeah, that's his hashtag on that. We talked about this a little bit earlier about Greg Jennings. And Wallace, yeah, I'm not sure I see the pursuit of him. I don't know that that is going to be something that the Browns dig in for. I know there's been talk and speculation. I'm not ruling anything out. But I'm not, it just doesn't give me that sense that, I just don't get that sense that that's where they'd be going for a receiver, if they go receiver. And I would still say, I said this yesterday, I think I said it a few times during yesterday's show, and I'll say it again. We said it today. I think I said it a couple of times in today's show. But it's worth repeating. I think defense has to be the priority and will be the priority. I think you, as John Clayton was talking about, as you go into changing system and scheme, you have to do so with an eye toward finding the right fits. You can't get yourself in a perpetual vicious cycle of looking for players to fit a scheme and therefore having to spend your way into trouble, into cap trouble, even when you have all the when you have all this cap room. You know, you could say, well, they got all this cap room. You could do anything. You could even make some mistakes. And mistakes are made and will be made. This is, you know, at best, personnel work becomes like a 500 entity, and you're still batting pretty well if you get half your picks or your choices right throughout. I'm talking league wide. But I think a receiver shows up there somewhere, and maybe I'm a little partial towards seeing Jennings as a better fit. I'm always troubled, and again, this would apply as much probably to the Packers as it would to the Steelers. But you're the Steelers, you're Kevin Colbert, their GM, and you know what Mike Wallace would mean in the market to other teams such as the Browns, and you're letting him out there. Why? Well, you know, the short answer is they've got other receiving talent that they believe in more, but still Antonio Brown, but I don't know, still got that feeling. Remora, I think I'm pronouncing that right, from Twitter, wants the Browns to move down, get a second-round pick, address a rush linebacker, cornerback in free agency, tight end second round with this extra pick, or with the second-round pick that they don't have, offensive guard in the third. That's not a bad scenario. And this is the history of Joe Banner trading down in a draft. And he said, you check my history, as he explained to us talking with him at Indianapolis during the combine, when he got a bunch of us together, media covering the Browns, and said that that's what his history shows, and that he didn't say he was planning a trade down scenario, but I'm sure it's something to think about. If in fact, when you do make that move, you're targeting somebody that's going to help you in that whatever that key position is, and if it's still pass rusher, which I think. You know, I think the pass rushing linebacker could be that guy that you can get in the lower portion of the first, because I think there are enough good ones. But you better be really sure that the guy you're targeting to be down there, presumably in this scenario that you're putting forth here, is a, you know, a guy. I mean, that once you get out of the top 10, say, because you're at number 6 now, it can give you that opportunity to be the difference maker that you need, that you absolutely got to get right. And then cornerback and free agency, we'll again talked about that with Clayton it's not a robust market, but can they find an upgrade? An upgrade over what they have, you know, it probably isn't the most difficult thing to do. Just looking at it from that standpoint, it's a gaping need. Edward from Facebook, he says, if Geno Smith is there at 6, I'm telling you, our front office is taking him. If he's not, they are trading back in the back half and then taking Matt Barkley. This regime, he thinks this regime, he says, scares the hell out of me. Well, Edward, I don't know why you should be scared. I think there's a lot of experience. I think there's a lot of capability. I think the talent evaluation got stronger today with Ray Farmer being brought aboard as assistant GM. I think there's intelligent voices in the room. I talked about this with Tom Withers. I don't know that they're going. I don't think they're going quarterback at all at 6. You've heard that from Joe Banner on the record. So, anyway, we want to thank Joe Banner. We want to thank John Clayton for joining the show and Tom Withers. Want to thank Drew Boatner and Joe Meadows. Want to thank my producer tonight, TJ Zuppe. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.